What's going on? Alex Sinsky here from Prospecting on Demand. Thank you so much, as always, for joining us for the Get More Client Show, episode number 21. Pretty amazing, as always, joined by my co-host, Brian Downard. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. What's up, everybody?
Holy crap, he did not say living the dream. That is the first time in 21 episodes he didn't say living the dream. So he's changed it up. We're going to give you more change up today because we're doing another interview. Last week, we interviewed one of our POD Hall of Famers, Larry Hickman. And this week, we are introducing and actually interviewing who I believe has changed the landscape of the agency space more than anyone since Russell Brunson, with an absolute disruptor in the agency space with the absolute best SaaS product available, the best CRM available. That is Sean Clark of High Level. Sean, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yes, dude. So excited to have you. Let's start off with the obvious, okay? Sean, if we just met you and we have never heard of High Level, meaning you've lived under a rock or you just started your agency yesterday, what is High Level? How does it work?
Sure. So High Level is basically everything an agency needs to both run its agency for itself and run its agency for its clients, and all in one platform. So the simple way to think about it is, if you have six or seven different software applications that you are now tying together with Zapier today and hoping it all holds together, we bring all of those same apps into one platform natively, and you can basically replace everything you're currently using.
I love it. So my first question to you is related to how GHL started, right? Sure. I feel like now here we are, we're 16 months post us doing our event together. You sponsored POD Live, and GHL even at that time was already really growing. And now obviously since then has exploded, right?
Yeah, thank goodness. Thank goodness we came and sponsored. That's what happened.
I would take credit for that. That works.
I agree. That was awesome.
A quick side story here. I know it's not off topic, but at the event when they sponsored, one of my favorite moments was someone literally taking a credit card and like throwing it on the stage they were talking. That was pretty funny. Someone should have grabbed that and ran, but that was one of my favorite moments.
That did happen. Shout out to Sid Clevenger.
That's right.
It was like the panties on stage moment, except the credit card. It was pretty funny. It was really good. You know, to me, I find it so interesting because disrupting a marketplace is really challenging. And building a SaaS product is really challenging. I feel like when people look at High Level now and see your group that I think has like 12 or 15,000 people in it, and you've got around like 10,000 plus members and a huge amount of people, every single one of our clients in POD uses High Level. It's become so synonymous, like how ClickFunnels became synonymous as well with agencies. How did you start GHL? And then if it's okay to add to that question, did you ever really believe, like when the idea came to fruition, that it would be where it is today?
Yeah, sure, totally. So I'm a software engineer. So that's the thing you got to know about me. So I don't know anything about marketing. And I can't sell anything. But I love writing code. And my original co-founder and I both are in the same bucket. So we love writing code. And I had a prior SaaS company. I was working with small businesses and they all said, hey, we want more customers. And so we created a piece of software that eventually became High Level. But at first we sold to small businesses, and it was cool at first because on the demos, they loved it. And then they would say yes, and they would buy it. And then 2 weeks later, they would call and cancel. And I take those things very personally. So I got on the phone with all of them and I said, what is wrong with you? Are you dumb or are you stupid? What's the deal? And they said, we loved it actually, but we don't have time to get it running in our business. And so right there at that moment, we came up to a crossroads. And I actually, in that moment, I still remember feeling like, oh my God, this is going to fail. But we were super lucky. We had a marketing agency call us and say, hey, you're working with one of our customers right now. We'd love to see the platform. So, and I remember, I can distinctly remember thinking, what a waste of my time. Why am I getting on the phone with somebody who's not even paying me? But I was like, but he sounds like a nice guy. So whatever, I'll get on the phone. And turns out that was the greatest thing I could have ever done, because the person I got on the phone with, his name is Robin Alex. He's our third co-founder now. And he not only understood the platform, he did it instantaneously, buy it for all of his clients, which helped, but he just understood what we were trying to achieve. And he helped us understand not only how to make the product better, but that the big missing aha component was that agencies are really the secret sauce behind business success. And none of the business owners are ever going to tell you that. They're never going to say, well, I'm a great HVAC person, but the reason I'm actually here is because I was smart enough to hire an agency. They never say that, right? And so we learned from that experience. And he really opened our eyes to that. And so that's truly how we got started and truly how we got to where we are today.
Did you envision that when Robin came into the fold that you would be able a couple years down the line having 10,000 members or so?
No, I thought this, I thought it was just a crazy lark of an idea. But you know, I'm smart enough to know that I don't know everything. And I think sometimes you just have to trust people and go with your gut. And for anybody who's ever met Robin, he's a phenomenal human being in many ways. And, you know, to his credit, he also worked his butt off for at least a year, helping us get the word out. But, you know, really just after working with about 10 additional agencies, it just broadened my horizons and just helped educate me. And then I was totally bought in. I never imagined we would get to where we are today, but I also now getting to where we are, I can now see how much bigger it can actually become. So I'm very excited about where it goes.
Incredible. First off, just to like, you know, give you your flowers, just so proud of you guys. It's just incredible. It's so amazing to see. And it's just such an honor to have seen this journey from almost.
Well, you know, what's cool is we wouldn't be here without people like you, right? Like, this is what's fun about what we do. We're not out here, you know, spending a bunch of money, running a bunch of ads, like having a big sales team, beating on people's doors. It's really this collaborative partnership between us and everybody in the community. And we really think of it as a way we're serving you, talking to you, learning from you, taking advantage of your expertise, and then building it into the product where we can to make it better. So that to me is what's different about what we're doing.
I think it's pretty amazing how fast High Level has gone on this rocket ship and exploded and disrupted the agency space so much, where I feel like the paradigm shift is, you know, everyone uses High Level. It's pretty incredible. I think a common question, and I asked in the group before we did the interview, like, hey, what do you want me to ask? And besides—
Oh yeah, I saw that. It was smart, by the way. That's cool.
The BS questions, like, what's his favorite Oreo cookie? Which I think that was a good one. Someone asked, will JHL ever go public? Because if you are going to have an IPO, I'd like to invest a good amount of money.
So absolutely. And that's a really good question. And so we've thought a lot about this. So, you know, for anybody who's at all interested, you know, we don't need any money. We're profitable. And which I think is a very big exception in our space and in software in general. But the next piece is, if we were ever to raise funds, we would do so first from our customers. And I would do that I would even think about it, not the word raise is a bad way to say it, right? To like, again, I think of it as just broadening our connection to our community. And so absolutely, we would consider that first before we ever IPO, because an IPO is really like going out to strangers and saying, hey, stranger, want to buy my company? I would rather go to our customers and say, hey, would you like to be on this rocket ship with us? Way more than I'd like to go out to strangers. I mean, so it'll definitely customer first.
That's really cool. I love that. I want to ask you the next question here related to the future of JHL. Obviously, people are always talking about, you know, new features and ideas and all that stuff. And I'm not super feature savvy. That's not really my thing. I hire someone just to make sure they manage our high level appropriately. But I would love to know, in your mind, what do you see being the future of High Level? Is there something specific you are working towards, some goal that you want to hit?
Yeah, absolutely. So I again, back to the original place where we started, we still believe that agencies are the secret sauce to business success. And as we look into the future, what we realized, you know, when we first got started, we thought, okay, what we're doing here is we're taking the tools that these professionals use every day, and we're making them better. We're bringing them together. We're putting them in one spot. We're helping them scale. That was really the concept that we started with. But what we realized is, you know, we also now need to help these folks do more. And the way we think about that is sell more, scale better, be more profitable. And to us, that means allowing these agencies to also have the same technology that many other software companies are out selling to small businesses today. Because my vision of the future for agencies is, you're no longer going to just be a services company. You're now also going to be a technology company. So when you walk in the door and your client says, oh, I want the following outcomes for my business, you're going to be able to appropriately say, yeah, you know, that's great. We can give you the services that you need to get there, but also the technology products that you also need to get there. And you can get them all from us. You don't have to go elsewhere. We don't have to recommend that you go sign up with somebody else. We have all of that right here for you. And I think that people will be shocked to see the sigh of relief and the credit card being thrown at them that will happen immediately after that. And so that to me is really what we're focused on as we move forward.
It's amazing. So I think a great segue here is earlier, I let you say this, but I will not let it slide by. You said, I'm not a good marketer, which it took me all my energy not to laugh and call bullshit immediately. You're an excellent marketer. Everyone on your team is an excellent marketer. You're a very modest person. And I think related to marketing, obviously, is how much knowledge now you have in the agency space. When you proliferate your growth and be able to work intimately with so many agencies, you create so much value. It's when we're working with agencies in our work, which Brian and I collectively have probably helped like 1,000 to 2,000 people, we get to share experiences from other people. You've had that experience with 10,000 plus, right? So obviously mm-hmm. there's a lot of value that you can provide to our clients and the people that listen to the Get More Clients show regarding building their agency. So I'm going to kick it over to Brian. He's got some really valuable questions related to how people can utilize your insight to grow their own agency.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn, Brian.
Oh shit, nice. What's up, Sean? Wanna like restart this thing? Everybody, this is all right. No, I'm just kidding. No, this is exciting, man, because we talked a little bit about the future of GHL, and that was what your audience was really hoping to hear. I'm curious for the agency owner right now who, you know, probably has a Frankenstein agency, bunch of different software, like they're piecemealing together their solution. If they came to GHL, what are some of the first things that you would want them to do or you think an agency should have first? I think people come into the platform, not yours alone, but any software, and they get overwhelmed by all the choices. Where would they start?
Yeah, so for me, it's always about like capture, nurture, close. So like, how can you show, first of all, that you're, so the biggest thing actually is when you first start, don't think about yourself. And this is the hardest thing for human beings to do, right? Because we're all sort of selfish, but don't think about like, oh, I'm going to set this up for my agency. Like, stop. Because if we can get value to the client, that's actually where the money comes from. So let's focus there. So that's the first thing. Set up a client. Don't set up yourself. And then when you do that, the first thing I would do is I would actually just try to see if I could get them very quick value. And for me, the thing that I think every small business owner wants is they want like more leads, more 5-star reviews on Google, right? Like a higher Google ranking, these types of things. And so there's really basic, easy things you can do. Now, if you're not running ads, it's put a web chat widget on there, connect the Google My Business connection so we can start turning on Google My Business chat. And literally right there, you just do that like one thing. And what that means is that every day free leads come into High Level and you get to, as the agency, say like, oh, that was mine. Oh, brought you that one. Oh, that's me again. And bam, a month goes by and you got 30 leads. They convert a couple of them into customers and boom, right there, you're creating amazing value. Mm. If you are running ads, then the most important thing there is you need to help those people convert the leads that they're getting into customers. Because this is the big fall off for most agencies. You run ads, you say, here's a spreadsheet full of leads. And the customer looks back at you and says, yeah, so what? None of these people came in. None of them bought anything. You suck. You're fired. And you're like, whoa, wait, but hold on. I got a CPL of 2 cents. I'm amazing. No, nobody cares, right? So what we need to do is we need to bring the lead into the system, and that can be done in a myriad of ways, and just put them on a campaign, a very simple campaign. And a campaign is literally a sequence of text messages and emails and stuff that go out and say things like, hey, Bob, thanks for registering for our 2-for-1 special. Would you like to book an appointment? And getting them booked in on the calendaring and booking that's in the software. And that way you can go back to the client and say, see, that guy came in and met with you. You didn't sell him. Not my fault. You suck at sales, but I got you that person. They came in. And most likely the conversation is going to be, look at all the people I put on your calendar that came into your location or that you went out to see and that you have closed into new business. That's me. That's what I did. I'm providing real value because I don't care what type of agency you are. No one hires an agency for thumbs up or likes or posts or clicks or any of that nonsense. They hire you for customers. And so if you can show a direct line between your efforts and those customers, they're going to keep you forever. But if you can't do that, ultimately they're going to start to be suspicious at some point and say, I get that my rankings are really high and all in this keyword. That's nifty. I love the report guys, but what am I getting out of that deal? Right. And if you can't quantify that, sorry, you're not valuable.
Yeah. You nailed it. And I mean, the one word to boil it down to is attribution. We teach a lot of our clients to be a conversion focused agency, not a lead generation agency. Because right. You're right. You will get leads and your clients will make it every reason under the sun as to why they suck. And then you will be fired even if you did your job well.
Exactly.
What I love so much about GHL is it's So let's say you do lead gen through Facebook ads. You're suggesting as well integrating the other places they organically get leads. So while you don't necessarily have to do the legwork yourself to generate those leads, you're the person who can attribute it, organize it, and keep it in a single place for them, which is immensely valuable. And I love the stickiness there, because we talk about making your offer sticky where it's painful for a client to have to leave. Not anything unethical where it's like there's a large fee they have to pay to leave, but where like, I don't want to lose this database of these leads. This is extremely valuable. So I love that. That's very, very powerful. I'm curious, because a lot of people, myself included, get really excited about the idea of automating. What would you say is something that people jump in too soon to try and automate without validating it first, or maybe that needs some manual human touch quality assurance to complement it? I think too soon in the process, people are like, oh, I can just automate everything. I don't have to do shit. And then that's not obviously the case. What would you say to those people?
I would say that, you know, in the vast majority of people, when they get in to start creating their campaigns, will write like these book length messages that they send out via text that look nothing like what a human being would ever write. And they're like, wait, I can sit here on my keyboard and just rock this out and like add in 3,000 emojis and things and say weird crap. Or like people will sign text messages like they're an email or something. And I'm like, dude, you don't realize like none of that works. Like they're like, and so what you really need to, so to your question, it's you need to monitor those initial messages. Because just like anything, you want to get in my brain. And the best way to do that is to get me to respond. So it's always, I always go in and I just obliterate those messages. I'm like, look, let's ask them like one question, right? Or say one thing like, hey, is this Jeff? Everyone loves their own name. And so if you get, is this Jeff on your phone? Jeff's like, yeah, I'm Jeff. What's up?
And now you're in Jeff's brain. And they're like, no, it's Charlie. And you're like,
yeah, exactly. Damn it. Right. But you know, on these opt-ins, a lot of times that's a really great way. If you're finding for example, you're not getting, you know, if you write this book and you're not getting a response, well, that's why. And that's how you fix it. You just immediately cut to the chase. And then no matter, you know, if they say yes or sure, or sounds good. In fact, sometimes it doesn't matter what they say, then you can go ahead and keep trucking. But at that point they're bought in and it's like, oh shoot, too late. And then they'll go all the way down the line and convert. Whereas before you were just spewing out garbage, basically.
I think that's part of the perfectionist syndrome people have of overdoing a thing. We're of the school of thought where it's like, if you want to move in a direction, inch towards that. I mean, don't be slow or, you know, purposefully not taking action. But if you try and go, if you try and do too much at once, it tends to break. And then it's very difficult to audit why it's broken instead of putting pieces together at a time. I know Alex has something he'd like to ask, but I have one more question for you. What is a complicated feature, maybe not complicated, but something that's very involved and in-depth that GHL offers that most people maybe overlook, but they shouldn't, and it is absolutely worth their attention and time?
Okay, I'm gonna turn that around on you a little bit. I'm gonna give you the most common thing that is uber simple to do, in my opinion, that is always overlooked and yet has amazing results if everybody would do it. And I see this constantly. I've seen this with customers who've been with us for a year. I'll get into a campaign with them. It's the ability to use the machine learning and the AI to do positive, we call it positive intent. But what it is it's simple. You text out and you say, would you like to book an appointment? ? It's a yes or no question, right? It's super easy for humans to answer yes or no questions. And then when they come back, we have machine learning that knows, is that positive, is that negative, or is that something else? And if it's an opt-in campaign, it's beautiful. This thing works like butter. It's like, would you like to book an appointment? Sure. Great. Here's a link to our calendar. Grab a time that works for you. And boom, they book right there 50% of the time. And this is like 50% auto book. This is like saying to somebody, look, would you like half your leads to just book themselves onto your calendar without you ever saying anything to them? Actually, that gets missed all the time. And it just blows my mind.
I love that. And I want to add to this too. It's essentially a reactivation campaign. But what I think a lot of people miss, and we coach our clients, when you have a new client you're working with, the idea of, okay, sending an email blast to their database, sure, that's simple. But if you can, before you generate new leads for them, pull their database into a platform.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Do what you just did, so it's more automated. You can do the email, that's easy, but doing the text so it's more personal, it's more automated, And then that idea of the agency owner already having leads that they're, if they have an ISA, a caller can call, text, book appointments with, you're booking appointments almost in week one, week zero with your client before you had to generate them a new lead.
So well, I think a lot and of I would actually advocate for that both in the reactivation, but also ongoing. So like, think about the, like, think about your existing ad. So it works in both scenarios. And again, back to the whole root idea here, your job is to generate customers, not leads, for your clients. And if you can, in a booked appointment in almost all scenarios is as close as you're going to get as an agency, because at that point, it's really up to them to make it happen and make the sale, all that stuff. And if you're offering sales coaching, that could be a little different. In general, I think 99% of people right there could say, yep, I did my job. And it's really compelling to say, no, I don't care how many leads I got you, but this is how many booked appointments I got you. That's phenomenal.
I want to ask you another interesting like GHL question before we talk more about the agency space and kind of wrap up from there. I want to know what you think is the most unique implementation that you've seen of GHL, something that when you saw it, that maybe wasn't the initial intention, and then you thought, that's actually really smart.
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, for us, that's what we call SaaS mode, right? So this is this idea that customers are becoming, agencies are becoming software companies, as weird as it sounds, but basically technology providers. And I didn't get this idea. I can't take any credit for it. I stole it from my best customers, because I would get on the phone with these people and they're like, yeah, we're selling, you know, GHL monthly for $300 a month. And, you know, we're going to do $3 million in revenue off the software this year. And I'm like, whoa, oh my God, what? Hold on, stop, tell me more. And, you know, it turns out there was like 50 of these people before I ever even said this to anybody, or that's exactly what they're doing. They're selling the software on the side as a platform, which is really what SaaS mode for us is all about. And that to me was just like this lightning strike moment. I was like, oh my God, I got to tell everybody. I've got the secret. I figured it out. And so that is where all that came from. And so, yeah, it's definitely this idea of selling the software in addition to the services. That was the winner.
Yeah, I say for us, the most unique implementation that I didn't expect when we brought GHL into the fold is because we run a coaching program as well as the agency. We actually use pipelines for managing our clients. So they'll be in week one, two, three as a pipeline. We have automations to trigger certain like messages to be sent to them on Slack through the timeline that we're using them with the cards. And I think when we showed that to Robin the first time, he's like, that's so cool. I don't think I expected something like that.
Totally. Yeah, that's cool. That's great.
To see. All right. So I got one more question for you regarding the agency space that I'd be really interested to hear your opinion on. We can riff on it for just a minute. What do you think the agency space is going to look like 5 years from now? What do you envision, if you have some thoughts that you want to share there?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that agencies are going to continue to move more and more towards being thought leaders and being leaders in general, right? So I'm a big fan of if you look at the there's this it's called the MarTech landscape, but basically, and I'll show this off if you don't mind. But this is literally all of the software applications that are out there in the marketing software space. And just imagine, if you will, being a small business owner trying to navigate this. And you can see there are actually 8,000, and this guy's been tracking them since 2014. So it started at 947. And it's up to 8,000. This was as of last year. So it's no doubt expanded since then.
Holy crap, this is wild.
Totally, right? And so imagine walking into a customer tomorrow and realizing this actually is their challenge today. This is a pain point they have, right? Which is, hey, all these people are calling me. All these people have, like, if you look behind the scenes here, almost all of these companies are venture backed. They're all running Google ads, Facebook ads. They have cold callers. They're sponsoring conventions. They're getting the messaging out there, but now the business owner is just being blasted with it. And the reality is they don't want to have to deal with any of this. And yet they feel compelled to have to do that. Right. And so as an agency, this is where there's this massive opening for you to walk in and say, hey, don't even worry about all this crap. We've got you covered. Right. We're your one-stop shop, and you just wipe away all the headache for them. So next time you go to the convention, or next time you get that cold email, or next time that cold caller, you know, craftily gets through your front desk person to you, you can just say, thanks, I got that covered. And if you have any questions, give me a call, because we have you covered both on the service side and on the technology side. So for me, this is how the agency space rolls out. It becomes a really great place to be a leader.
This is so cool. I love the idea. I'm just marinating. I've never seen this. My first thought is this looks so like similar to like a map in a video game, right? Like,
totally. Yeah.
That's what it looks like. And
it's like, what world am I on? Yes, where do I have to go?
Like, okay, so here's where my character is. It's totally. Okay. Or like Disney World map. You're here and here's the
map. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. Yeah, so except none of this is fun at all. It all just represents like tons of work.
None of it is enjoyable.
Yeah, there's nothing like there's no roller coasters here. There's no like hot dogs. There's no, you know, none of that stuff. It's like painful work and money and money out the door. That's all this is for a business owner, right?
I love the idea of utilizing this as leverage in sales conversations for anyone using High Level, where you show this to your people and you're like, this probably stresses you out. Well, you've got one tool.
Totally. Can I show you a really concrete example of people who are doing this really well?
Absolutely.
All right. So everybody, when you think amazing local marketing resource, I know what you think. You think Yellow Page salesperson, right? You think that sales guy who's worked for the Yellow Pages forever is awesome. No, and wrong. You don't. You think who in the world even sells Yellow Pages? Oh, forgot. Well, in my neck of the woods, it's this guy right here, Gary Hall. Gary Hall walks around my town and he used to sell Yellow Pages, but now he sells this crazy thing called Thrive. And if you've never seen Thrive before, don't worry. They're just a $1.3 billion publicly traded company you've never heard of, who happens to be the coming together of every Yellow Page company you've ever seen. Wow. So why is this interesting? Why is this important? Well, because these guys have decided that they're not going to sell Yellow Pages anymore. They're going to sell SaaS. They're going to sell software. And so they have Gary Hall walking around selling it. And wouldn't you know it, they're crushing it. $127 million in revenue, 44,000 clients and growing. And does anybody like the stuff? Apparently they do. 2.5% monthly churn rates, which is really phenomenal in small business software. How much are they charging every month? They used to be charging $240, but they've gotten it up to $304 on average per customer per month. So how in the world is this crazy Yellow Page sales guy running around my town and every town USA selling this stuff and being successful? It's because these small businesses are drowning in this map we just brought up, and they need something to help. Now, maybe this $1.3 billion software company or Yellow Page company made their own software, and they didn't. They're reselling this one called Visita. They don't even sell their own stuff. And so as a result, what do you have? You have the Yellow Page salesperson selling a white labeled version of somebody else's software and having incredible results, and they don't do any agency services. And so if this is possible, if this is happening right now, and it is, ultimately imagine what it would be like for an agency owner who can do all this other really important stuff to show up and be able to sell something really similar to that, right? And you know, for those of you who have, I always talk about, like, have you ever heard of Podium? You know, for those of you who heard of Podium or haven't heard of them, go look them up. They're a $100 million company selling two-way text messaging, Google My Business Chat, reputation management, and text-to-pay at $400 a month, 2% churn rate, single location businesses, crushing it. This is what agencies need to be doing. They need to be taking this space and owning it and baking it into what it is and adding it on to what it is that they're already doing, making themselves leaders in the technology and the services space. And I can prove to you with the Yellow Page guys that it is more than a possibility. And so it is a phenomenal trend and it is very cool. This is exactly where we're at.
And this is what you are trying to utilize people, your clients utilize High Level.
This is what we're enabling agencies to become. So this is like inside High Level now, when we call the SaaS configurator, but when we have all this SaaS stuff, and don't get too tripped up on the terminology, it just means makes it easy to resell, makes it easy to define your prices, your features, automates the billing, all of that stuff, basically helps you create that recurring revenue stream that all of these other software companies are already enjoying. This is us coming in and trying to take away that space from them, because we think that agencies have the better answer here, are the better providers here, are the people who should be doing this type of work, but are not right now, because they haven't been weaponized with the technology. And so we are on the drive to change that.
Wow. So for those of the people that are watching live and the people that watch the replay, if they comment on this and grab our link, they're able to get a 30-day upgrade to this product to give it a shot, right?
Yes, correct. So if you're already a customer or you want to become a customer, you will get a 30-day trial on the $497, which is the SaaS plan. And it's super simple. I mean, you sell a couple of customers and you'll easily break even. And then for those of you who are in the agency space right now, I haven't even thought about this. You know, think about all those customers who you're on the phone with and you say, hey, would you like 30 more customers this month? And they say, yes. And you say, great, that'll be $1,500. And they say, thanks, but no thanks. You're killing me. That's crazy expensive. Now you can say, no, it's just $300 a month. And guess what? It's software. So you can say things like, hey, we'll get you your first 10 leads for free before you pay us anything. If we don't get you those first 10 leads, you don't have to pay us. And the nice thing about the software is it costs you nothing to do it. You put the web chat widget on the website and you turn on Google My Business messaging, you put Google My Business missed call text back in place, you'll get 10 leads in the first 2 days for almost any business that's been standing for more than 6 months.
Wow. But Sean, I thought you were a bad marketer.
I'm not marketing. This is the fun part about this. This is literally me looking at the agencies that have already implemented this model are tremendously successful and just realizing like, this is how we fix churn. If you have a churn issue, this for the agencies that don't have a churn issue, I have run into a couple of those. Their problem is they can't sell more without doubling their staff. So this is how you sell more, make more, and don't double your staff, because it's all just software. It runs itself.
Absolutely fascinating. Sean, thank you so much for joining us on the Get More Client Show to share all this incredible insight and intel. If someone is interested in learning more about High Level, how do they find you? How do they get introduced into High Level? What's the next steps for them?
Yeah, I mean, I would click on your link, but definitely go to gohighlevel.com. I mean, that's the best place. We have an awesome Facebook group, but you can't join unless you're a customer. So, but we do have about 12,000 of the best marketers on the planet in there. So it's pretty worth doing.
Amazing stuff. Brian, as always, thank you so much for your time. Sean, it was incredible having you. Everyone out there, thank you so much for listening. You know the deal. If you enjoyed this, hit that like or love button. Drop us a subscribe. If you hated it, also send bad notes to us because it helps me play. So we're good. It's all good. Also, if you hated it and listened to the whole thing, that's kind of weird. Anyhow, hope you have a awesome rest of your day. We'll see you soon. Alrighty, that was awesome.